This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Phones go everywhere with us. The kitchen, the dining table, and even the bathroom. We touch them dozens of times a day. But how often do we actually clean them? And when we do, are we damaging them without even realising it? Joining us today is Dr. Mina Jha, Head of the Technology and Pedagogy Cluster at CQ University, who's written in The Conversation about how to clean your phone safely without destroying it. Mina, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you so much for having me.
We wash our hands and wipe down surfaces regularly, but we often forget our phones. How dirty are they really?
Oh, they carry actually a lot of potential germs, many kind of potential germs, and it has been contaminated. The reason is that we take you know, our phone everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It is, like you said, we take them from, you know, kitchen to the dining table and even to the bathroom.
Yeah,
so we clean them.
I was just thinking, I was cooking the other day and I had my mobile phone. Sorry to all those people if I was cooking for other people. So if you're listening, you now know I was washing my hands regularly, but I was using my phone to, you know, refer to the recipes. And I was just thinking, you know, I wasn't wearing gloves or anything like that. So what sorts of germs could I have potentially put in the food that I was preparing?
It is actually, you know, when you come to the health concern, your mobile is carrying a lot of microorganisms, and scientists have found that there could be hundreds of bacteria and viruses attached to your phone. The reason is that you are keeping it, taking, you are exchanging hands, you are giving it to someone when you are taking, you know, asking them to take your photograph. So it is like your third hand. We never think that way. We always wash our hands. But how many times do we really wash our phones or clean our phones? When I say wash, please do not bat your phone in the water. It is, you know, cleaning that we are talking about. So it has got actually, if we do not clean our phones, it could be a real health issue as well, because there are a lot of bacteria and viruses that are being sitting there.
Yeah. I was just thinking, like, as you said, it's like our third hand. It's almost like when we go to the bathroom and after we've, and then we wash our hands, if we pull out our mobile phone straight away, it's, does that mean it's pointless if us washing our hands? We're just transferring germs back onto our hands again.
It is so, so true. And this is what, you know, enticed me to write this article. Mm. I was in the, you know, in the bathroom and I saw a few students and they washed their hands and they picked up their mobile phone and started talking on the phone. I said, did you wash your, did you clean your, or do you ever clean your phone? I said, do we have to clean our phone? And then I was talking to, you know, asking the students and academics and at home that do you ever clean your phone? And trust me, out of 50, there are 49 people who said, no, we don't. So it was only me who was cleaning the phone.
I was going to ask you if you were that one person out of the 50 that was cleaning your phone, and it sounds like you were. If you've just joined us on Joy Drive, we're chatting with tech expert Dr. Mina Jha from CQ University about just how dirty our phones really are and how to clean them without causing damage. Speaking of which, a lot of people who do clean their phones use disinfectant wipes or sprays. Why can that be a problem?
Well, yes, there could be, there are certain guidelines when you are using your phone. Most of us are using a smartphone these days. And most smartphones are coated with one thin layer, and we call it oleophobic layer. Actually, this is a thin film which helps resist fingerprints, smudges, oils. You know, our fingerprints, they have oils, and it really, you know, protected this oleophobic layer. Harsh chemicals, what can do is that it can strip this coating.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to be very mindful when we are using what alcohols or acetones or ammonia-based cleaners that can actually strip this coating and, you know, making your screen more vulnerable to smudging. And what all it can do is that it diminishes the touch responsiveness. Your smartphone, it works on touch responsiveness. If you use harsh alcohols, it will diminish that.
Yeah, I've got a text message in here from Sam in Brunswick. Ew, I'm guilty. I haven't cleaned my phone in years. Guess I should start now. If Sam is going to clean their phone, what would you suggest is the best way to do that if it's a smartphone? Like, what sorts of chemicals, or should we just be using water? Are things like, I was thinking about like my glasses, my spectacles, that I get a special cleaning cloth for those. Are they acceptable to clean their phones, or have you got some other ideas about that?
Yes. So it is a soft cloth which could be used.
Mm-hmm.
So any, you know, you are required to use 70% isopropyl alcohol wipe. Mm-hmm. That could be used.
Mm-hmm.
Or 75% ethyl alcohol wipe or Clorox disinfecting wipe. These are being used, and these are being provided as a guideline from your cleaning your iPhone or your Samsung or your smartphone.
Mm.
So what you can do is you may, you know, gently wipe the exterior surfaces of your phone, and then don't use any product which contains bleach or, you know, HCl or hydrogen peroxide. Right. And also you need to be sure that you don't, you know, get moisture in any opening. So, and don't submerge your iPhone in any cleaning agent. Most of the phones, actually, we say that these are, you know, waterproof, water resistant, but actually they are not. Over the years, what happens is their silicon lining, you know, wears off.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't remain water resistant forever. So you should, you know, unplug all cables, pull off your phone, use a soft, slightly damp, lint-free cloth. And it could be, as you said, a lint cloth, which you use to clean your, you know, sticks, and avoid getting moisture in opening. Don't use cleaning products unless it is being used or instructed over, you know, to use. And don't use compressed air also.
Oh.
Right, it will really, yeah.
Okay. So no compressed air. I was just actually thinking about, like, I've been to a couple of pool parties, and some people just carry their mobile phones and they tuck it into their bathers, and it's submerged in the pool for a long period of time. So you're saying that's a really bad idea because it could erode the silicon on the phone.
Yes, you should not do that.
Oh.
And it is, the recommended is 70% isopropyl alcohol wipe, but not higher.
Yeah.
Right? So these are, of course, and soft brushes to, you know, your anti-static soft bristled brushes, which can go into the speaker grills or your charging ports, you know, delicate areas. So you can also use, you know, makeup brushes, soft makeup brushes,
okay,
to clean them. Someone asked me, can I use toothbrush? I said, of course, you cannot. Please don't use toothbrush.
Yeah, too harsh. Well, there's some really great tips that you provided for us today, Mina. Thank you so much for joining us here on Joy Drive.
Thank you for having me. It was fun talking to you.
Some great practical advice there from Dr. Mina Jar, Head of the Technology and Pedagogy Cluster at CQ University. You can read her full article in The Conversation. It's called Your Phone is Covered in Germs. A Tech Expert Explains How to Clean It Without Doing Damage.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.